Thank you very much, Artie Wayne, Starlighters, the late Tony Iovello and company, and a most happy Friday to you all. Here we are once again, ensconced in the hallowed Hollywood halls, and bringing you, of course, a little thing called A Quarter Century of Swing. We've had a good many requests that we've been trying to take care of this week from all over the globe, various things and stuff, and some jazz that we'd like to play that we've talked about at one time or another when we've had people on the show in recent weeks, and we have so many more guests upcoming. We're going to play a whole bunch of things today. We'll play the first four in a row so we can get them all in. And you're going to have a lot of chatter in upcoming weeks with people like George Shearing and Peggy Lee, just to name a couple. Got so many. And some wonderful sidemen, by the way. We're going to do a whole feature on sidemen about a month hence that I think you will really enjoy. Some of the great, great musicians in town, like Conrad Gazzo and Shorty Chirac and old Abe Most and people like this who are just such wonderful guys, and who you hear on practically every record that's made. However, we have been taken to task, and terribly so, by somebody over in Japan who said, "You haven't played Flatbush Flanagan for months. All right, we're going to play it today. We'll do, a matter of fact, a Harry James feature and cover some of the things that a lot of you have asked for." Thank you.
Thank you.
Tango Blues of Harry James, preceded by Dick Hames with the James Band and I'll Get By. When the Sun Comes Out, great old Harold Arlen tune. Another of James' favorites, and the one, as I said, that so many of you asked for, particularly the gentleman in Japan who really said, "Who? Come on, what have you been doing with Flatbush Flanagan?" You know how that is. So there they are. A good foursome to start things off on this merry old Friday on a quarter century of swing. We don't like to argue with our guests, but if you remember, Nancy Wilson has done a particularly beautiful job in recent months on a thing called You Can Have Him. I Don't Want Him. He's Not Worth Waiting For or Fighting For or any other thing. He's not worth anything. But a song that she said that she never felt that anybody had ever done it properly. Now, I'll go along with her with one exception. I think that there was one record that did come out, which probably Nancy has never heard. But I wanted to throw it in here because it definitely came up in quite a discussion when Nancy was on the show recently. And this is the Helen Forrest record, backed by Earl Hagen, of this great, great song called You Can Have 'Em.
Fetch his slippers and remove his shoes. Wipe his glasses when he read the news. Rub his forehead with a gentle touch. Mornings after when he's had too much. Do his shopping and select his tie.
An abbreviated version of the song, maybe that's something that Nancy had to say. Never got to the second time through. Fran Warren did a good record on this, by the way, too. Very, very interesting and wonderful song that has never been touched since Helen Forrest and Fran Warren did it until Nancy Wilson did it in recent months, and as you know, we discussed it quite thoroughly when she was here. I had a wonderful note from out Australia way of somebody who said that some years ago on one of the shows they had heard us do something by the Sextet from Hunger and never did know much more about it than that. Who are they? Well, this is a bunch of guys that got together in town around here. Eddie Skrivanek, who was an old guitar hand from way back when, got together with some of his pals around town, and they did, I guess, four sides over at McGregor Studios. And this must have been around 1947, 48, right in through there. And they turned out very, very well. And I don't think they're at all available anywhere. I don't know. But Eddie Skrivanek is the conductor and guitar player. So his people as Georgie Thau are playing trumpet on the side. Old Joe Euchel, naturally, with his happy slush pump. Blake Reynolds on clarinet. Charlie Levere is at the piano. Zudie Singleton plays drums. And Don Hopkins is on bass. This is the Sextet from Hunger and Indian Simmer.
We'll be right back.
Oh, that's good sounds, isn't it, huh? That's the old sextet from Hunger. Eddie Skrivanek and Company. My Honey's Loving Arms and a thing called Indian Simmer, all about 10 little Indians. And we'll have more of our Grimm's fairy tales shortly here.